Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, with an open heart. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you enlighten us from the scriptures. We thank you, Lord, that you are our God, Lord, and you give us strength and wisdom, and we give you praise and glory. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We're looking tonight at what is spiritual Israel. And we touched a little bit on this in one of our PowerPoints a while ago. Spiritual Israel. Let's firstly have a look in Romans chapter 2, verse 29, which tells us Romans 2, verse 29 says, "But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God." So what this scripture is telling us here is that it's defining what spiritual Israel is. It's saying to be a Jew inwardly. So the answer to that question is that spiritual Israel today is the church of God. It is the church comprising born-again believers, and the Bible describes us as people who are Jews inwardly. The reason being is that we are circumcised in our spirits. Today, it's our spirits that have been changed. For instance, before Jesus Christ died and rose again so that people could be born again, the people who had a covenant with the Lord were the children of Israel. And as a sign of that covenant, they had that physical circumcision. And today, the Lord is revealing to us that it's the change in the heart that's what's important. And Jesus Christ has made that possible, because it is through faith in his blood that we are changed on the inside. We have that new spirit, that recreated spirit, given to us at the point of our salvation. So the simple answer to the question is that spiritual Israel is the church. It's the church. The Bible tells us about our heritage as the children of God. And let's firstly have a look in Galatians 3, verses 7 to verse 9. Galatians 3, 7 to 9 says, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." So here we're saying, the scripture is telling us that we are the children of Abraham. Spiritually, we are the children of Abraham because it's of faith in Christ. Now you have natural Israel, you have the nation of Israel today, and you have natural Jews who can trace their lineage back to Abraham on a family tree, for instance. Now they are natural Israel, but Israel as a whole today is not a Christian nation ascribing to the Jewish religion. So there would be true Christians who are also Israelites, but the differentiation there is that you have natural Israel who has a physical lineage back to Abraham, and you have spiritual Israel. Some natural Israelites are also part of spiritual Israel, but that's the differentiation there. And the Bible tells us that we are the children of Abraham because we are of faith. And that's why the Lord said to Abraham, "In thee shall all nations be blessed." We are blessed with faithful Abraham because we are of faith in Christ. Let's go on further in this chapter and we'll look at verses 28 and 29, which says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." So the Lord is telling us here in this scripture that he does not ascribe any merit to a person's nationality. It's irrespective of a person's nationality, whether they are Jewish, of born as into the Jewish religion, or Greek. He's not concerned about that, or bond or free, or male or female. God does not look at that. We're all equal in his sight. And the Bible says, "For ye are all one in Christ Jesus." Because when a person is born again, something inside them changes. We're all equal in the sight of the Lord as born again Christians. So he's not looking and saying, "Oh, the Jews are preferred above anybody else today," because Jesus shed his blood for anybody who believes. And that's the Bible saying, that if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So we are Abraham's seed. If we are a believer in Christ, born again, we are Abraham's seed. Now, we are Abraham's seed. And you think about that we just read, that promise that the Lord made to Abraham, those blessings are for us today. Because the Bible says we are heirs according to the promise to be blessed. So those promises are for us as born again believers. So that's the change there. We are all one in Christ Jesus today. Do you know that God has a plan for natural Israel? They are a people who have a history with the Lord. The children of Israel, we know that. And God's desire is for them to be a part of the church. And do you know what? There's going to be a lot of them converted. The nation of Israel as a whole will be converted in the future to become a part of spiritual Israel. Let's have a look in Romans 11, 26 and 27. Years ago, as I mentioned before Christ Jesus died and rose again, a person had to be a Jew to have a covenant with the Lord. And God made provision for outsiders even to do that, and they would come and join the Jewish faith and become proselyte Jews. So today it's different though. Anybody can be part of spiritual Israel, part of the church, just by accepting the salvation offered to us by faith in Jesus Christ. So have a look in Romans 11, 26 and 27. And this is what the Bible tells us about Israel, which is a very prophetic nation, talked about in the Bible. "And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Sion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins." So you see there's a plan and a prophecy about natural Israel, people who are natural Israelites today. They are going to be saved. Israel is going to be saved in the future, praise the Lord. Israel's going to be saved. It is a nation of prophecy. And they will become part of the church. Praise the Lord. Those who have the physical lineage back to Abraham. Further in Scripture, let's look at Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45, and we'll look at two verses, verse 17. And 17 says, "But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end." Do you remember we looked at these prophecies concerning the future conversion of Israel? And there's certain events that are going to take place that are going to be that catalyst for Israel to be saved. War, for instance. Nations surrounding Israel. These are going to be the catalyst for the salvation of Israel. But the Lord is their deliverer. He will come through for them. And the Bible tells us that Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. This is natural Israel. Look also at verse 25. And the word of God says, "In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory." So they are going to become part of the church. Not outside of the will of God, but they're going to become part of the church, praise the Lord. You can have a look. Now let's go to Romans chapter 10, verse 1, and we read further Paul's prayer. Romans 10, verse 1. Romans 10 verse 1 says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." So you see, Paul had that desire for Israel to be saved, knowing that without faith in Christ, there is no salvation. Now, we know that it was the Jews who put Christ to death. So Israel needed their saviour and still do today. And as we just read in those other scriptures in Romans 11 and Isaiah 45, there is a prophecy and Israel shall be saved, which is what God wants. And we can see that from this verse in Romans 10 verse 1. Jesus, as we just read before, we are all one in Christ Jesus. We, us, who the Bible classes as Gentiles, have become part of spiritual Israel with the blessing of Abraham upon us. And in Luke 2, let's have a look at Luke 2. Luke 2, and verses 30-32, speaking about what Jesus would do. Now, this was the prophecy of a man named Simeon, who saw the baby Jesus, and he said, "For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel." So Jesus came not just for the nation of natural Israel, but for all mankind, and we know that, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And the Bible tells us in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to us." So the Lord gave Jesus Christ to everybody so that we could all become part of one body, the body of Christ. We could all be born again into the one body. So God has made that provision for us, and given us, as we come into the body of Christ, given us the heritage of the blessing that he gave to Abraham. So we have the heritage of that blessing. And let's read in Romans chapter 2, if you have a look in Romans 2. The Lord tells us in Romans 2 verse 11, for there is no respect of persons with God. There is no respect of persons. He's not putting stipulations upon people today, saying you can't be part of the church because you were not born a physical Israelite. He's not putting those stipulations on people. As we just read before, he's not looking at people saying, you know, you're not a Jew or you're not a Greek. Those stipulations aren't on people. The Lord says, for there is no respect of persons with God. All it takes is faith in Christ, regardless of a person's nationality or background or whether they're male or female. All are one in Christ Jesus. And all can be part of the church, being spiritual Israel. All can be part of it. Look also in Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So that's the way the Lord has made for us to be saved. It's by grace through faith. Now in the Old Testament we know that there was that practice of animal sacrifices that the Jews had, and that made provision for them to have their sins covered over for a year. And that's why to have that covenant with the Lord, a person had to be practicing of the Jewish faith. But today, salvation is by grace, and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, salvation is by grace through faith. It is the gift of God. He's made it freely available to us. Freely available to us. Not of works, lest any man should boast. So that age of animal sacrifices has passed away. It's no longer required because Jesus Christ was the ultimate sacrifice and nothing more is needed. His blood is all sufficient for all of eternity to cleanse people from their sin so that they can be born again and become part of the church. So it's not of works, lest any man should boast. It's by faith in Christ. Let's look further in this chapter, verses 12 to 14. That at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. So he's talking about those people that were Gentiles, that they were without Christ, that they were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, had no hope. But now in Christ Jesus ye who sometimes we're far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. That was why Jesus came, so that people could be reconciled to God the Father, and that includes the nation that he was born into, the Jewish nation, that they could have reconciliation between God and man, be reconciled by the blood of Christ. And so we sometimes were far off. The Bible tells us before we were born again, there was that wall of partition, sin, that separated us from the Lord. But through faith, by the blood of Christ, we are made nigh to God. And that's what will happen when the physical nation of Israel becomes born again, that separation between them and God the Father will be broken down through having Jesus Christ as their Saviour. We are made nigh by the blood of Christ, and we praise the Lord and thank the Lord that we are made nigh, that Christ's blood has redeemed us. And lastly, let's look in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. At verse 13, First Corinthians chapter 12:13 says, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." So he's saying here that by one Spirit, the Holy Ghost, we are all baptized into one body by that baptism of salvation that we have, baptized into the body of Christ. We are baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, so it doesn't matter what a person's background is, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. So Jesus Christ came to unite us as fellow believers in Christ. And that's what natural Israel needs. They need to be baptized into the body of Christ. So praise the Lord that there is one body, the Lord Jesus Christ, his body, the church, and by one Spirit we are all baptized into the body of Christ. And there's no differentiation, praise the Lord, between people. So let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and thank you, Lord, that you have made the way for us. And by faith in the blood of Christ, we are born again, born into the body of Christ. Spiritual Israel, with the blessing of Abraham upon us, the children of Abraham, praise the Lord. The children of Abraham with the covenant with you. And we praise the Lord that that covenant is a better covenant established upon better promises. We thank you also, Father, that you have a plan for natural Israel. Thank you, Lord, that Israel shall be saved, praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that they will come into the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you are true, your word is true. Thank you that you are a good God to us. In Jesus' name, amen.